Warralili pre-game interview.
It's always a pleasure to talk to, well, probably now the First Lady of local football, is the chairperson of AFL. But I don't know whether that actually titles it comfortably with Michelle Gertz.
First Lady.
Gertzy, a very, very good afternoon to you. Welcome to K-Rock's coverage, and pretty apt that we start with you in your new role. Congratulations, firstly.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know about First Lady either. We might work on that title.
That's a no. Then,
that's
Tom.
A no. I'll take that. That is a no. We'll move on.
The chairperson has spoken already.
The chair has spoken. How's the transition been since you were voted in? Well, I think we knew it was going to happen. It always seemed to be a little bit of a transition plan from Craig Keating to yourself. But what's it been like the first 3 and a bit months in the role?
Yeah, look, it's been good. I think the fun part starts now. I think there's a lot of, obviously, the pre-season discussions and a little bit of background work that we're trying to do as a commission to perhaps just, not necessarily change a lot, but just make a few tweaks to the way we go about probably more our engagement with clubs and those sorts of things. But I think once you start, that's when you start to get the feedback. So trying to have a chat today with, you know, people that are around, just around, you know, what their expectations are from us as a group and from AFL Barwon, and then trying to meet those expectations as best we can.
What's the most pressing issue for AFL Barwon right now when it comes to managing so many footballers and netballers?
Yeah, look, there's probably a lot. The big one for us, I think, is just our strategy going forward. So we're really only just embarking on that process now. There was a survey that's gone out to clubs that we want to get their feedback, and I think that's really critical to what we do, and we really can't go too further past that. We need to get that, look at it, and then probably re-engage with that. If it's the presidents of the football, netball, the key people across all of the key areas of footy and netball, and then see what it looks like going forward. So it's a process that will probably happen over the next 3 to 6 months, I think.
The questions in that survey, can you just give us a bit of an overview of what you're asking your clubs?
Yeah, I think it's about where they currently sit now, how they're managing themselves, like what their numbers are like, what they think it should look like in the future. I think, you know, competition structures are obviously really topical and have been for a number of years. We've got clubs that, you know, are sort of in the beginning stages. Surf Coast Suns springs to mind. There'll be others as well that'll be starting off. So where do they enter in? And then we've got other clubs too that some are really strong and some are really struggling. So we just need to be managing across all of that and really getting the feedback from them about where they think they sit and what they expect going forward as well. So it's really, there's a lot in it, but I'm just looking forward to getting the results, I suppose, and having a good deep dive into it.
The commission change, obviously, through Craig through to you, but obviously others on the commission as well. There's a bit of a new look to the commission. So
yeah.
Some of the newer people on the commission now?
Yeah, look, they've been great. I think that we had that ability, when was it, sort of August, September last year, to, because we had some casual vacancies, so we could really advertise for the positions, which doesn't always happen, and it's a nice thing to be able to do, to actually identify areas that you're looking for people to have those strengths in and then get them to come in. So Ash West, obviously the deputy chair, you know, knows footy and netball well, you know, is in a really high position at WorkSafe, and probably brings that strategy lens that we really needed as well. So that's been excellent. Diana Morrissey comes with an IT background, and again, you know, cyber attacks, etc. I think they're all things that you need to be wary of, and just sort of checking in on that.
Has she got her head around PlayHQ?
Does anybody? Was I allowed to say that out
Are we still doing that this year?
Have a look and see what you think. Yeah.
That's a whole discussion for another time, I reckon.
That's another segment, that is.
Mark Wilkin has been excellent too. Probably more of a cricket background, but comes in with that HR experience, again, that's super important. And then Mick Overman, so not local, but someone that's been really heavily involved in football up in Melbourne, and is an accountant, so comes with that finance lens too. So adding that to, you know, Dave Milson, Bob Hallett, Nicola Wojak as well, like we're, you know, I think there's a really good mix of new and experience and some really key things.
Kirsch is not happy with you right now because you've forgotten his assistant coach from last year among your board members.
Oh, yeah.
Lockie Young.
Oh, Lockie. Of course. And sorry, apologies, Lockie. He's probably listening to this going, and what about me?
Yeah, we'll be tuned in too. Don't worry about that.
And again, another critical piece, because Lockie comes with that media background as well. So I feel like you can never probably cover all of the areas, but I think what we've brought in is some really good experience across there.
And then moving obviously to your day-to-day business, you know, like how's that going in terms of sponsors and support? And it seems like it's, you know, it's growing.
Yeah. It is. It just seems to be, you think you've got a structure and then something changes and then you've got to go again and look at it again. So I think that, you know, it's evolving. It's getting to be quite a big business, to be honest. You know, we've probably got, you know, 10 to 12 staff that are working flat out. And they've done such a great job over the pre-season. I think Ed has led them really well in terms of really trying to get organised early. And that was pre-Christmas, is try and get as much done as possible to take the pressure off at this time of year. But I saw them all, I think, Wednesday afternoon, and they're really happy but excited about the year ahead, and I think I am too. And I think that's just, you know, hangover of COVID. I hate saying the word, I won't say it again, but you know, I feel like it's different this year, and I feel like it's back to normal, which is
better
good.
Prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. For Warralilly, speaking with AFL Bowen Chair Michelle Gertz, living Geelong's most awarded community, check out warralilly.com.au. Gertzie, you've got 3 years in the role left as a board member. I'm guessing you'll be chair for that 3 years. What do you want to have achieved in that 3 years that may look different to what local football and netball looks like now?
Look, I'm definitely chair for this year. Let's just see how we go. That's not saying I'm going anywhere, but it might be that, you know, there's decisions are made. So, you know, you never expect to be in there for the 3 years. But, yes, I have got 3 years left. Look, I think the big thing for me is we really do need to sort out what this structure looks like. And it's not senior football just, it's junior netball, it's women's football, it's how this whole region can grow the football and netball aspect side of it. People understand where they sit, you know, if there is going to be movement, what does that look like? There is it's a big beast of work that needs to be done. And I think that, as I said, that strategic planning process is really just step one of that. If it means that, you know, by my final year of my term, that's when there's the changes begin, you know, I'd like that as a, if I'm looking at a goal going forward, that'd be good. Do I know what it looks like? Not really. And I think it's important not to get too far ahead. We've got so much engagement to do with clubs and stakeholders first, and then hopefully they help us shape what that looks like too.
Colts football is an interesting one. Mm-hmm. When clubs like Barwon Heads and Colac can't put an under-18 team out on the ground, is that a worry?
Amos? Yeah, I think it is.
Amos have always battled, though, because of the college kids.
The college team, that's right, yeah.
But you know, to see Barwon Heads, who have won the last two Bellarine flags, Colac, who have been, you know, barely missed finals in the past decade, and here we are seeing that they can't put an under-18 team out on the ground. I know Colac did for parts of last year not get a team on the ground either.
Oh, look, it is. I guess it's probably worrying too if there's other signs of decline, and I don't think there is. Sometimes it's just that sort of year-by-year proposition in terms of what's coming through. I think there's definitely numbers. Colac's probably a little bit different with the district league down there as well, and I think they're ones that we potentially forget about. They're part of AFL Bowen as well, and we've really got to bring them in as part of that mix in terms of that strategy going forward too, and maybe there's an opportunity to grow that, which would then grow Colac Tigers in terms of that, you know, under-18 depth or Colts depth as well. So, again, it can be concerning. We obviously want to hear from those clubs too as to, you know, what the reasons for them not having those teams are as well. And that probably forms part of that survey as well. You know, that's the sort of feedback that we'd get in there, as well as just that day-to-day conversation I'm sure that, you know, Ed and Limmy are having as well.
Salary cap has been in the press with Wangaratta being stripped of their Ovens and Murray flag by their board after self-reporting. How many local clubs were audited last year? I know you can't say who, but how many clubs would have been audited last year of our, let's go with the 34 in the GDFNL, Bellarine and GFNL?
Look, I don't know the actual number. I know that the process is happening currently. So generally, from my experience, it's the Premier that would. And I think that's been fairly consistent over the last few years. But yeah, look, it's just another reminder, isn't it, that that's always looming. The self-report's an interesting one as well. I think, you know, when you get to that auditing time and then you think, oh dear, you know, this is what's happened, we're probably better to get on the front foot with it. And I tend to agree with that as well. But yeah, certainly the outcome of that was interesting as well. And I've had a little bit of a read over the last couple of days in terms of just, you know, feedback generally. And it's an interesting one, stripping of a premiership. It's a difficult one.
Yep. Am I right in saying, did I read right this week that AFL Vic will audit every premier this year? Is that a plan they've got going forward?
Yeah, I think it is. And that's probably more of a question for Ed. I haven't 100% been across that. And we do have a board meeting next week, so I suspect that might get a little bit of a run there as well. But, I think that that's probably what the AFL Vic are planning to do, yeah.
Gertie, there's so much we could talk about. We could talk forever about it, but there is plenty on your plate to keep you busy. We'll check in throughout the year with either yourself or Ed Wilson as Region GM. Well done on getting us to the start line. Big day at Bellarine footy, obviously. Big weekend next weekend. Three good Friday games next week in the Bellarine for the first time.
Super exciting, actually. Yeah, so I reckon there'll be big numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. Massive.
Yeah, and who are you going to watch next weekend?
I'm going camping.
Are you? Not going to go and support your son co-coaching Geelong MOs?
No.
Couldn't care.
He'll be right.
Doesn't worry about that.
What sort of father are you?
Let's have a discussion about that. What sort of grandfather is he too? I don't know about that either.
Gertie, congratulations on your appointment. I think we all knew it was coming, but obviously it had to be ticked off and formalised, and it has been. And we wish you the very best of luck in the role and look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Michelle Gertz, the chair of AFL Barwon, joining us. Thanks to Warralilly, house and land packages available. Check out warralilly.com.au.
Warralilly pre-game interview.